from the plains of Nebraska, now currently somewhere in the world.
Honestly, I don't know where he is. It's hard to keep up with him at this point.
You're listening to The Rosscast, where he talks sports, travel, lifestyle, and everything in between. Live from the corner of his bedroom, Isaiah Ross.
No, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rosscast. Man, it feels weird to do that intro again. It's been a minute, buddy. Okay, I know. I do this every time. Isaiah, where are you? Why do you know you put out two episodes and then you disappear for 3 months? Okay, I get it. I know, but ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm not going to go the whole we are back, you know what I mean? Because then something's going to happen. I'm going to say that. And then something's going to happen here and I'm going to be gone for another month or something like that. Or something's not going to work. Microphone's going to be messed up. I don't know. Okay, hopefully not. Okay, but ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here of the Rosscast. All right, wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, I appreciate you guys making me a part of your day. All righty, wherever you are in the world. And while we're on the topic, where you can find me, not literally, but also literally, via social media, I should say, because that would be weird if I just, just giving out addresses. Like, what are we doing here? You can find me on Insta, on Instagram here at the Rosscast, @TheRosscast, just about all listening platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Podbean. I mean, you name it, you can find me here. And speaking of distributing here, you can find me on my nice little website that this lovely platform has given me. It's nothing special, but a little simple website here. You can send me messages on here. We can get a little conversation going. I'll read them here on the podcast here. Send me voice notes, send me text. Not text messages, but like word messages, and support the channel as well. You can find all my social medias on there as well. Head on over to anchor.fm/... Right. Anchor is now Spotify for podcasters, okay? Forgot about this, folks. This happened not too long ago. I'll say maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I forgot about that. So thankfully, my website kind of rolled over into their new update. Spotify for podcasters has been a thing. Anchor has been a thing. They have now joined forces here. So now they are Spotify for podcasters. Really, they're just all one. No longer Anchor. It's now Spotify for podcasters. So head on over to my website at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/TheRosscast. That is a lot longer, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, but what do you do, really? What do you do? So, anyway, folks, the title of this podcast, okay, the title of this episode, what the hell is going on, Ross? Yes, that is the title of this episode. A lot of you guys are probably confused. Okay, some people probably don't care, but we're here anyway. We're going to record, we're pressing record, and we're going to talk about what is going on. Ross, what's going on over there? Okay, listen, we have a lot to unpack here. Okay, my last episode was, jeez, when was my last episode? Let me go look. I mean, this is just embarrassing, folks. When was my last episode here? January 24th. Man, January 24th, we've had a lot go on here, folks. Just a little backstory here, I moved here in November of 2022, so, yes, I've been here since November. I've already talked about it in a previous episode, I believe, so go check that out. I'm not gonna go all the way deep into it again. We'll be here for 4 hours, and I don't think you guys want to do that. And, but yes, I, starting to plan just to kind of restart, man, that was the plan. And, that didn't go to plan at all. It failed miserably. And, Now we've gotten ourselves back up on our feet, people. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Not going to do all that. Okay, it's going to take too long. But a few months later here, like since January, we'll go back to January here. We'll go back to January because my last podcast episode was in January. Okay, we were struggling, folks. We were struggling. All right, not going to get all into it, but we were struggling in very different fashions here. Okay, me finding a job did not go to plan, and then I turned to GoPuff. Okay, I turned to GoPuff, and for those who don't know, GoPuff is kind of like DoorDash. It's kind of like Instacart. It's kind of like Shipt. It's kind of like those little side gig things, you know. It was something that I just turned into my full-time job, you know. And I was making some pretty decent cash, some decent cash, okay. It served pretty well. I was able to get me past my rent and stuff like that. And I had a couple of things I wanted to do, folks. You know, I had some a couple opportunities kind of show up here, and I was January, February time here, and I was just, you know, I had some things come up, and I was like, hey, like this, you know, cool opportunity. Like, I had this was February time here. So I had, my guys, Joel and Amelia, YouTubers there, go check them out. Joel's Instagram is Joel Friendly, and Joel's YouTube is Joel Friend. Okay. And, very cool guy from the UK, both him and Amelia. Very awesome folks. I chat with them quite a bit. So, it's very nice, very awesome folks. And I was planning to go to Peru with them, ladies and gentlemen, on a group trip. This isn't like some exclusive, like weird, you know what I mean? Like it was, they knew that I had inquired about it when they said that they were going to do it. And so they're like, hey, like it'd be kind of cool if you came. So, I had put a deposit down. I was like, all right, this is what's going to happen, folks. We're going to do it. Okay. For those of you know me, you guys know I love to travel, man. You guys know I love to travel. Okay. And so I was like, you know what? Here we go. You know, and I'll touch a little bit more about this in a second. I want to get back to GoPuff because it'll tie this all in here. With GoPuff, you have to use your own car. Just like you do with DoorDash, with Instacart, with Shipt, side gig, stuff like that. Walmart, Spark, I think is what it's called. Walmart Plus, Walmart Spark, whatever. I guess you're a Spark driver, but it's called Walmart Plus, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So you got to use your own car. And so I just been running my car into the ground, folks. I was working, 60 hours a week, something like that, something crazy. GoPuff, I just ran my car into the ground. And then, you know, we had a couple of ice storms here. Well, we had an ice storm and a winter storm that came through Texas. I know. Like, what? Why all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, some Texans are probably going to be like, well, we get a snowstorm every once in a while, whatever. I'm like, yeah, but it's Texas. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting two in a month. You know, like, that doesn't happen, okay? So we had a couple ice storms go by, and I was like, yeah, I mean, a lot of us were stuck at home for, like, 3-4 days. You know, listen, this is something that it's not unusual to me. For Texans, they're freaking out. They're buying up all the bread, buying up all the water, buying up all the milk, because for some reason, all the perishable items are going to be the ones that they go to first. I don't know, but eggs, you know, toilet paper, you know, like just the usuals, you know, but, you know, canned goods will be on the shelf for some weird reason. But anyway, I'm not going to get that. Not going to go down that road there, but, yeah, so it was weird. Had a couple of winter storms here and, yeah, it was nuts. It was nuts. But yeah, it was a time, and both those times I had to stay home. Like I could not go out. I was slipping and sliding here. You know, it was crazy. None of us could go. I mean, cars. I mean, I live just right off of kind of like a, not like a freeway, but it's more like a main highway, like the one that goes through town. Like, you know, like I'm from Nebraska. It's like 370. You know, like 370. Like it's not I-80, but it's like 370. So, you can see. And probably hear the traffic going back and forth. Hopefully it's not too bad on this microphone here. But the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of cars slipping and sliding out there. Some folks were stuck. A lot of people were stuck. Thankfully, I still have all my winter stuff in my car, in my trunk, from when I was up in Montana, up in North Dakota. Like, I had it all, just about. So that was kind of nice. I helped out a couple people. This was back in February. And, kind of did that. So I had to just sit home. I didn't get paid. I contacted GoPuff and I was like, hey man, like, you know, can I get paid for this? Like, I can't control Mother Nature. And the warehouse was closed because normally they have like this weird rule. Like, if the warehouse is closed, then we could pay you. Like, you know, because I guess they do that because you're on an I-9, independent contractor for tax reasons, also kind of stuff. You're working as an independent contractor, so you make your own schedule, so it gets a little bit hairy with that kind of thing, because they could easily be like, well, you just chose to stay home when you really did and you're just trying to be honest. But that's, not everyone is like that, and so I guess I kind of get it, but it was a little frustrating because it's like, okay, well, this is my full-time job here and I cannot go because Mother Nature decided to be a you-know-what, you know, so twice. And so that kind of set me behind, ladies and gentlemen, and so there was a point in there where I was struggling emotionally, I was struggling financially, it was awful, man, it was horrible, you know. And I don't like getting into the nitty-gritty and stuff like that, because, not because he's like, oh, he's sharing all his business, like, I don't care about that, you know, but it's like, you know, again, we'll be here all day if I start getting into it, you know. So my dad tells me all the time, and I know this as well, because, you know, but in this time, or at that time, it's kind of like, well, this is not going to happen right now or whatever. But there's always like that saying, like, when you least expect something to happen, you know, is when something comes up. If you're struggling financially, or if you're looking for a job, or whatever the situation is, like, it doesn't even have to be like money. It could be like, you know, I need a friend or something. Hell, I don't know. You know, when you least expect it, it's like, man, once you feel like you kind of hit the rock bottom, it's like something appears. Whether it's a job, whether it's, you know, you win a giveaway, or you're like, hey, you know, your neighbor comes down, decides to say hi to you because, you know, whatever, because you guys just moved in together or something. I don't know. That's always how it happens, folks. That's always how it happens. And so that's kind of what happened. It did take a little while. You know, we're going to move on to March here, February, March time here. And finally got my cat back, 21. Backstory, because I know a lot of you guys, some folks here be like, why, your cat's name is 21? Your cat's name's a number? I know. I get it all the time. Like, so let me explain. Back in Georgia, when I was living there with my folks, we had gotten rid of our little dog there. I don't exactly remember why. It was quite a while ago, and then I started moving around the country doing seasonal work, so I kind of forgot, which sounds bad, but it's all good. It sucked, but we decided to get a cat. Low maintenance, you know, stuff like that. I think it's because we were graduating, we're getting ready to move out, the whole thing, and so we decided to get a cat instead. Low maintenance, to kind of be around, just, you know, hang out, whatever. And so after I had moved in 2020, up to North Dakota to start my seasonal work life. She was kind of just hanging out with my dad and my family down there. So, it was kind of rough because, like, man, because, like, I'm like the biggest pet person. I love pets. I love cats, love dogs, love fish, gerbils, turtles, and ferrets. You name it, okay? And so, it's kind of hard not to have a pet with me, you know, and it's kind of hard when you're traveling around full time. So that, you know, the full time travel is what I'm talking about. Like, it's kind of hard. It's hard. It's not impossible. It is doable, but it can be difficult, especially when you don't have like a set foundation or you're kind of moving around, going from job to job. You know, like with seasonal work, it's hard with seasonal work. You know, you probably get away with a cat, maybe. Other than that, it's, you know, unless you live in the state, like, if you're doing seasonal work in the state you live in, okay, like, that doesn't count. But when you're like true seasonal, you know, I don't mean it as like people who live in the state aren't true seasonal workers, but I'm talking like people who are coming out of the country, you know, on J-1 visas, H-2B visas here to the United States, or people who are coming from a different state to work. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about here. It's a little bit more difficult in that aspect, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, didn't not have my cat around for a while was rough, to say the least. So very, very rough, ladies and gentlemen. And decided to cut things off with GoPuff, really. I was doing whatever I could, just kind of keep the savings up, you know, make sure we're not going under and stuff like that. Like, we can't have that. Okay. We got stuff to pay for. All right. And we have dreams, you know, we have dreams, we have goals, and that's, you know, to kind of do some bigger and better things, which I'll get to it here in a moment, folks, without giving it away. I'll probably accidentally give it away. Hopefully not. But But I started applying for, I was applying for jobs, man. Oh my Lord. Normally it's pretty easy for me to find a job. Like, you know, listen, I know like everyone's going to tell me, well, if you have, you know, a resume when you have a million jobs on there and you know, you have a bunch of short-term stuff, it's going to scare the hell out of employers and whatever. I might be a little biased because I'm a seasonal worker, or I was a seasonal worker, and I like traveling around and bouncing around from place to place. I get it. I know it scares the hell out of employers. They don't like it because they just kind of assume that you're just unpredictable, which is fair. It's fair. Okay, but not everyone is like that. But again, when you're going to a job and the manager's been there for 35,000 years, okay, like, you know, good luck trying to change their mind, okay? And I'm not trying to be, like, disrespectful or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, I mean, if they've been there their whole life, like, they're going to expect you to do the same damn thing. And I'm not like that. I'm not. I'm just not. I'm not going to be. Me and my dad have this thing called, when I was back up in Omaha, living in Omaha, and we all living in Omaha, there was a lady at the Douglas County Courthouse. Don't know her name, but, you know, a couple times we had to go in there for, you know, or not me because I was young, but like when my parents had to go in there for like, you know, tax stuff or, you know, DMVs or, you know, car stuff, whatever. Like, you know, it's all relatively at the same place, really. I mean, it's Omaha. It's Nebraska, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? So, like, there's not much to Nebraska here. So we would always see the same lady. And so now we have this thing called the courthouse lady. That's like her nickname, okay? Because she's been working there for like, what, 45 years or something like this? Like, 40 years. Same courthouse, same lady, okay? Now we call the courthouse lady, okay? And so now we have this running joke. However, you know, me and my dad kind of joke around, like, we're not going to be the courthouse lady, okay? We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. So, but anyway, I'm getting off track here. but yeah, so GoPuff. You know, after the whole, you know, seasonal work fiasco and stuff like that, they tried to screw me over. They didn't want to pay me and stuff like that. And so I was applying for jobs and jobs and jobs, just trying to get stable, man. Just trying to get stable. And I finally got my cap back here, 21. We were talking about 21. Jeez, how did I go on a rabbit hole? I know. I'm talking about you, man. I don't know if you heard her in the background. You probably will. But the reason why I named her 21 is because once we got her, we tried to come up with a unique name here. We tried to come up with a unique name, okay? You know, everyone's naming their cats, you know, Fuzzy, what's his name? Henry, you know what I mean? Like, it's all like the cliche. And listen, there's no judgment to anyone who names their cat, you know, not necessarily always a cliche name. But like, I'm talking like, I want something unique, like unique with a hard Q in there. Okay. Like we need something unique up in here. I don't want the cliche stuff, you know? And so after like a month or something like that, maybe two, you know, we spent some good time on this. We were just like, you know what? What was her kennel? Her kennel number? Like, we want to make it somewhat memorable if we're going to do something different here. And so her kennel number was 21. That was the number, 21. And so we're like, you know what? She's going to be 21. That was her kennel number when she was at the shelter. That's going to be her name because it's like, oh, it's a memorable thing. Her name is 21. She's not in the shelter anymore. The whole thing. So I know it sounds weird. You know, every time I, you know, tell people that my cat's name is a freaking number, they're like, inside, they're probably like, what the hell is wrong with you? You know, on the outside, they're like, oh man, that's so cool. On the inside, they're like, what is wrong with you? Like, you psychopath. Listen, I get it, okay? But that's the backstory there. And yeah, so she's finally here, man. She's finally here in the flesh. And it's very nice. Very much has helped my mood. Good Lord, okay? Have had her register as an ESA without going too deep into my personal stuff. I had her register as an ESA. Got it approved. Went to go see therapists, stuff like that, the whole thing. Like, you know, and I'm one advocate for mental health, all right? And, you know, I've been dealing with this stuff for quite a bit of years, okay? I don't have it, you know, like, worse, you know, as anyone else. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I feel bad. Yeah, like, listen, I'm not going to get all into that. A lot of people have it worse than me, okay? And I realize that. So, I just been diagnosed with, like, mild depression, okay? And I'm not saying that as if, like, I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people have a lot worse than I do, okay? But just having an ESA is very nice. It's very nice. And also cuts down on that rent. Okay, because apartments, you know, once they see you have a pet, man, you know, they're How much is pet rent? $400. How much is pet deposit? $400. Okay, how much is the pet fee? $400. Why is there three separate fees? I don't know. It's the world we live in. It's America. Okay? You know, but that's going to rub people the wrong way. Get over it. But, I mean, it's true. Like, what? I'm not lying. It is what it is, you know? And listen, damage deposits and stuff like that, I get it. But man, they slap a bunch of stuff on there. You know, pet fee, pet rent, pet deposit. You would think it's all the same. It's not. Like, you know, for my international folks out there, I know it's crazy. We have three totally different categories for what seems to be the same damn thing. Whatever. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but so it's been very nice to have her here. And so, after the whole GoPuff thing, we finally found a job, ladies and gentlemen. We found a job, okay? We actually found a few, okay? I did apply back to Amazon, like I did in California. I had negotiated a price, you know, and that's one thing that kind of... And I'm going to do a separate episode on this, folks, but... I'm not saying all Americans do this, because it's always going to be that person who's going to go down in the comment section and be like, well, it's not everybody! Like, I think there's always that one person. Even if I drop the disclaimer, there's still going to be that one guy because they need to be seen, or girl, or whoever. There's only going to be that one person who needs to be seen. You know, it's not everybody, it's not always this, not always that, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I get it all the time. It's honestly quite annoying because I put the disclaimer out there every time and someone still says it or does it because they feel special. Okay? I know. But, I did negotiate, you know, a little bit. And it's one thing that we don't do a lot here in America. We don't negotiate, especially like if you're a hard worker. You know, my man Tim did a video on this. Okay. It wasn't necessarily with like negotiating or whatever, but like, you know, it was more quiet quitting. He did a video on quiet quitting. So go ahead and check out my man Timothy Ward on YouTube. Okay. He is one hell of a guy. Okay. Good friend, man. On my end, like, we just don't negotiate. We just kind of settle. We kind of settle. We do. Again, not all of us, but a lot of us settle. You know, we just need to take a job because we need to take it. And listen, the situations might call for it. Okay. But like, if you're, you know, just looking for a change or something like that, and you know, like you're a hard worker and you know your worth, some people just, you know, just settle. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, it's a really cool job. It's $12 an hour, but it's a really cool job. Let's take it. I'm like, yeah, but what if you have stuff you have to pay for? Because you have, well, I don't know, adulting things, apartments, maybe pets, okay? Cars, not cheap, okay? Insurance, health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance, any kind of insurance, hell, house insurance, rent, well, there is renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance, if you're, you know, up there, you know? We got a lot to pay for. What is $12 going to do for you an hour? You know what I mean? So it's like, but not going to go down that rabbit hole here, but I didn't negotiate on Amazon, and they weren't kind of me, and listen, they were offering, I forgot what they were offering, but I had like negotiated for like another dollar or two more. Not crazy. Is that too outlandish here? Is that crazy? No, is that crazy? No, I didn't think so. So it's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, come on. So that didn't work out. I had another offer at a hotel. I've had a lot of hotel experience. I'm not considering I've had 40 years of hotel experience. I haven't been alive for 40 years, but I have enough hotel experience to know what the hell I'm worth. Okay. And fairly, you know, I'm not asking for anything outlandish here. You know, like, you know, someone's offering, you know, say housekeeping supervisor, which is actually what I applied. I actually applied for a housekeeping manager position. And say they're offering, you know, $20 an hour, you know, if I sat there and say, okay, well, give me 35, you know what I mean? That's crazy. That's, you know what I mean? US dollars. Like that's, you know, like that's, come on now. Let's be real here, Ross. Okay. But if they offer 20, I say 21 or 22, the hell's the problem? You know, and I just use that as an example. That wasn't the actual offer. Okay. I'm just using that as an example. But I did have that opportunity at a hotel, not that far from me. And it was basically like running the show. Basically what it didn't entail was anything in the GMs and higher levels and stuff like that. And the only thing it didn't entail was front desk and breakfast. Everything in between as someone is barreling down the freeway. Okay. But so housekeeping, laundry, maintenance, public areas, cleanup stuff, public area, everything. Okay. And what they offered me, and they're trying to make it sound nice. Okay. Because they gave me like a yearly salary. They brought out a yearly salary, X amount of dollars. You know what I mean? And it came up to like 15 and a half, like $16 an hour. And I'm like, whoa. You want me to do all that? All that for like $15 an hour? how, what, that's going to pay my rent and my car insurance. And that's it. Maybe some groceries. Like, we really got to think about this, folks. We really got to think about this. Like, you know, they make it sound good with the salary. So, and it was a salary position. It wasn't an hourly position. So that, because that's why they, like, when they say, when they give you a yearly, you know, we'll give you such and such a year, salary. It's a salary position. So you're not getting any more money. You know, when it's talking about bonuses and stuff, like, you're not getting more money. It's just not happening. It's not happening. Okay. And so you can't get overtime. You can't, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, no. And so thankfully I did find a job. Company called me back. It is like a traveling job. I'm not going to, obviously not going to tell the company and stuff like that. Like, a, you know, not crazy here. But it's like a traveling job. I'm traveling all over X amount of states, you know, doing a pretty good job here. So, so it's fun. It's fun, man. You know, and I love the job because, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, we're up to something. We're up to something. If you guys know me, okay, I give a little bit of a hint on my YouTube channel. Okay, go ahead and head over to just my YouTube channel, Isaiah Ross, ISAIAHROSS. Okay, I might change the name here soon, so be on the lookout for that, ladies and gentlemen. But, you know, we're up to something. We're up to something that's going to happen at the end of the year. We are pretty certain, ladies and gentlemen, okay, we are up to some big things, folks. And I cannot give it away yet, okay? It's still in the works. It's a pretty big ordeal. Like, it's a pretty big ordeal, you know? Like, you know, you get those people who say, oh my God, it's a really big thing. I'm getting a new washer. Like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, man, this is, and listen, I'm not judging people. Like, you know, buying a new washer, if that's something that makes people happy, by all means, okay? I'm just saying, like, according to me, a washer's a freaking washer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit here and blow it all up like this. Be like, this is going to be, like, the craziest thing I've ever done, which this is going to be the craziest thing I've ever done. But I'm not going to tell you that and be like, man, I, you know, got my cat a new water bowl. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to pump it up for something little like that, you know, according to me, okay? Again, don't come after me. Some people makes them happy. No judgment. You go ahead. But I'm just talking about me. Mr. Ross. Isaiah Ross. 22 years old. From the state of Nebraska. Okay? We're up to something. We're up to something. And I say we. And it's only me. But I say we because it... I don't know. I'm just used to it. But we're up to something, ladies and gentlemen. And I am very glad to share it with you. In a couple of months. The summertime is the goal. I'm thinking... by the very, very latest at the end of June, that's going to be like the very latest, okay? But we still got, this is a bit, I'm talking like huge, like humongous, okay? We're talking humongous transition, okay? Humongous transition in life, something real big, okay? It involves moving around, maybe going to another location, okay? All right, maybe another location. Listen, we're not just moving down the street here. All right, I'm not gonna say anything more than that because I'm gonna give it away. But be on the lookout, folks. And one more thing that I forgot to mention here. One thing that's really gotten me up here, gotten my hopes up, gotten my vibes up. Okay, and it's kind of connecting with other creators, man. Okay, so like, you know, Caitlin Films / Happy-ish Brand. You know, over at Bleachers up in Michigan. Okay, YouTuber. So she went to MSU, all right, and now she has a brand, you know, stickers and sticker books and crocheting stuff, hats, cigars. Like, that's so cool. So cool. A little small business. You know, I love my small businesses. I love small businesses, okay? You know, like that. Joel and Amelia, for example, okay? Another, you know, the dynamic duo, okay? All right, from the UK, all right? And my man Timothy Ward, man. I'll bring him up in every episode if I have to. I will do whatever it takes. I will do whatever it takes, okay, for you guys, for everyone who knows me to watch his videos, or at least go say hi to him at least once, like on his videos. Tell him that Isaiah sent you, okay? Or tell him that Ross sent you, whoever, whatever, you know? Like, I don't care. I need you to go to Timothy Ward's channel right now and go say that Isaiah sent you. Or go watch one of his videos, like one of his videos. Hell, like all of his videos. Like them all, okay? Not sponsored, by the way. He didn't tell me to do that. He doesn't know I'm doing this. All right. And none of them do. But also, and these are big ones here. All right. They're probably tired of me right now, but it's okay. We're going to say it anyway. Okay. My guy is Lloyd Mandy, man. Yes. My guy is Lloyd and Mandy. You know, big fans of theirs. I know they have a lot of fans. They have, what, 67,000 subscribers on YouTube, I believe. So they're working, man. They're working, you know. And all of us fans, okay, all of us Lloyd Mandy fans, we see it. You know, Australian and Canadian couple, all right? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, what are we talking about here, you know? Like, you know? And, you know, and they also have their son, Bear, all right? They're on, you know, it's a fur baby, okay? It's their dog. But I call it their son because, like, I mean, you know, it's perfect, all right? The chocolate dinosaur, all right? Lovely bear, man, all right? And, yeah, so I've very much enjoyed talking to them. They've got a lot going on, so I know they're, like, sick and tired of me right now, but that's okay. That's okay. I just say hi every once in a while. Give you know, comment on the YouTube channel, stuff like that. Like, I love that. I love it, and I just like supporting my people, man. You know, and I don't mean like my people as if like, you know, like I'm famous, because I'm not, obviously. But like, someone's barreling down the freeway there. But but yeah, it's like I like when I find a YouTuber that I like and that I love and look up to, we're all in, ladies and gentlemen. We're all in. That's how I am with like relationships too. All right, find someone that you like. I mean, we're going all in. I'm Scorpio, for Christ's sake. I'm a Scorpio. That's how we work. Okay. I mean, I would hope you do that in relationships, no matter what zodiac sign you are. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, so that's one thing that's one of the reasons why it's gotten me up here in the last month or so. Been at my new job. It's been like a month and like a week now, a month and 2 weeks maybe, something like that. And man, we are getting back on track. We're getting back on track, ladies and gentlemen. So. Very excited. We are up to something season. Okay. I stole that line from Pat McAfee. I love Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee show, man. Listen to the show every day. I watch their show when I can. Okay. Now with this new traveling job, I'm on the road like every day. So do put it on Spotify and stuff like that for like the podcast version, which is great. And basically the audio version is all it is, which is nice. So I can just listen to it and work, do my thing. It is fantastic. Love Pat McAfee. They always like to say it's up to something season. So I'm going to steal their line. It's up to something season. Okay. Shout out to the Pat McAfee show though. Shout out. Okay. It's all theirs. Don't sue me. But allegedly. But for the Pat McAfee fans, you know what that means. You know what that means. Okay. But but that's what's gotten me up here, folks. That's what's gotten me up. We're back on track. Finally. We're back on track. And it feels good. Okay, we had a couple of months in there, actually a few months in there, we're struggling, all right, but we are back. It is up to something season. I will let you guys know in the summertime, okay, because we still got to work it out. A lot of logistics, okay, lots of it. And so some of that includes, you know, boosting up that YouTube channel and podcast, and yeah, but we're doing something magical and something that is a traveler's dream, I would hope. Okay. It does involve traveling. So, again, that's all I'm going to say, because I will give it away and I need to make sure everything is in order. Make sure everything is in order first. Okay. but anyway, I appreciate you guys for listening to this, this episode here. I know it's a little bit random. We just, you know, I mean, we just went from the top of the head here, folks, you know, but we had to get one out, and, it was very, very nice kind of press and record again, you know, in a time where I'm not miserable, okay? Like, we're good, we're back on track, everything is fine, like, we're good, and I can just record a podcast in peace without anything, you know? No worries, you know? Like big ones. So, appreciate you guys. If you made it to the end, appreciate it, and, if you have, share this with the folks you know. Share this with the folks you don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a YouTube video going up here soon. Probably today or tomorrow. by the time you listen to this podcast, it will be out. It is my room review, hotel review over in the Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Man, that was fun. That was fun. That was a fun trip, all right? Very bad timing on that trip, but it was very fun. It was very fun. But share this with the folks you know. Share this with the folks you don't know. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you guys if you're here from the beginning. Go shout out Lloyd and Mandy. Hold on, let me give you I'll have it in the description, but go check out their channel, youtube.com/LloydMandy, youtube.com/TimothyWard, youtube.com/JoelFriend, or Joel Friendly. I don't remember which one it is. It's one of the two. I'll have it in the description. Go shout them out. Tell them I sent you. Okay. Even if it's just one person. Even if one person does it. I don't care. I just go show them love because they deserve it. They're hard workers. Okay. And they're doing their thing. They're doing their thing. I look up to them and like they deserve all the love in the world. Okay. Along with everyone. Everyone deserves all the love in the world because listen, it's not looking good right now. We're struggling everywhere, not just here in the U.S. Although I can speak on the U.S. because I live here and I'm a citizen here, and I've never lived anywhere else. So, but the world needs some healing. Okay, needs some love. So, shout them out. I don't know. Say something nice to someone on social media because well, we need a lot more of that. We know that doesn't happen very often. And so, do all that, and I will see you guys in the next episode. It's nice to be back. Send it off, 21. Send it off, 21. No? He's right next to me. I'm trying to see if she'll say something. Hey. You want to say anything? No? She's going to sleep. Okay, see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rosscast on Anchor FM.